Praise the Lord. Because you need to know the process of this separation. Write them down. Go and read these scriptures first. I say Matthew 13. That is how he does the separation. From verse 24. You read it. Using the reapers. The interpretation of that parable is from verse 36 to verse 43. Then, another means again that he uses to cause that separation is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 to verse 15. Read it. He call it the spirit of delusion. Because they have no love for truth, he, God, will give them over to a delusion to make them believe a lie. So that in believing that lie, they will be destroyed, like he did with the 400 prophets of Ahab in the matter of Ramoth Gilead. He also uses the judgment of nations is another separation process. In Matthew 25, the whole of that parable there, and particularly note verse 41 and verse 46. Praise the Lord. And so, we notice something. I think we read this scripture last week. John gave it in Matthew 3 verse 11 and verse 12. But Joel, the prophet Joel, chapter 2 and verse 28. In verse 29. In fact, it's from verse 28 up to verse 32. Can we read it? Joel chapter 2. And we need to know this, rightly dividing the word of truth. It says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions," verse 29, "and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit." Then in verse 30, now verse 28 and verse 29 was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. And it is still effective till today. But verse 30, 31, and 32. "And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come." Verse 32. "And it shall come to pass, and whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." Verse 28 and verse 29 is fulfilled now. But on the day of Pentecost, people did not understand what was happening until Peter stood up and said, "This is that which was prophesied, spoken of by Joel the prophet." And that is still that day we are in now. He's still pouring his spirit upon all flesh. This all flesh, all there, is not every human being on the street. It's his predestinated seed. It's his own elect, for God knows his own. For which reason he went to the cross on Calvary. But the second part, which is from verse 30, is the judgment. Oh, praise the Lord. He also, that judgment is what the Lord Jesus Christ also prophesied in Matthew 24 and verse 29. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 29. He spoke from verse 15, the terrible things that will happen. And then, in verse 29, he says, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days." Which tribulation? The tribulation that will last 3.5 years, we shall see it in the scripture. That tribulation that the Antichrist will come to rule, that if you don't take his mark, the mark of the beast, that great tribulation, what you will go through, it is supposed to last for 3.5 years. That is the tribulation of those days. Immediately after that, something will happen. The sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. It is another period after these days that the outpour of the Holy Spirit. There are two different things, but when the prophet is prophesying, it looks as if it will happen at the same time, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's why we see in Isaiah chapter 61. Let's read it. Isaiah 61 verse 1 and verse 2. Isaiah 61. See, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Listen very well if you are hearing this for the first time. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, comma, and the day of vengeance of our God, comma, to comfort all that mourn. There are three different periods. Go back to verse 2 again. See the period. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord is the period that we are in now, the day of salvation, when you can receive redemption. Then after the rapture takes place, then there is the day of vengeance of our God. That takes place when Christ is coming for the millennium and to comfort all that mourn. It will take place during the 1,000 years reign, where we shall come and have peace with him. So, in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, rightly dividing the word of truth now. Are we there? From verse 18. And we're reading up to verse 21. Listen now. Hallelujah. Go to verse, go up a little bit to verse 16. Let's read from verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, that is Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found a place where it was written. He found Isaiah 61. Praise the Lord. He opened to Isaiah 61. That's why I made us to read Isaiah 61 first. Let's read. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Verse 19 is verse 2 of Isaiah 61. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Take note, he stopped there. Why did he stop? Because I said that verse 2 covers three different periods. So, let's read it again. Let's read it. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord, verse 20 now, in Luke chapter 4, and he didn't continue reading, he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them. What did he say? This day is this scripture that I have read fulfilled in your eyes. The other one will be fulfilled. And when it will be fulfilled, Jesus will say again, this day, the next thing that will happen is the day of vengeance. For now, it is the acceptable year of the Lord, where you can be accepted for redemption. Where you can be accepted. One of these days, he will stand up from the mercy seat and the door of redemption shall be closed. No more salvation. Then, the next part of that scripture will be fulfilled. The day of vengeance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so, that day of vengeance is that day of packing the chaff to the lake of fire. That day of vengeance, blessed be the name of the Lord. And many prophets, many scriptures made reference to that day. And you need to understand how that day will look like. So that when you are not able to make it in the rapture, so that at least you will know what to expect. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Many scriptures, I just picked some here. Let's read now. In Joel chapter 2. Remember that in Matthew 24, where we read in verse 29, he spoke about blood and fire. Praise the Lord. Okay, we have read this one, where he spoke about the blood and fire. Now, listen. This blood and fire, oh, glory be to God. Allow me to read the scriptures. Joel chapter 2, from verse 30, he spoke about blood and fire, correct? Let's read it again. Joel chapter 2, verse 30 and verse 32. Just for emphasis. I want you, somebody, to catch the picture. Joel chapter 2, verse 30 and verse 30 to 32. And I will show wonders in the heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. 31. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. Verse 32. Well, let's go to Matthew chapter 24. Read that verse 29 again. The day of vengeance. Hallelujah. Immediately after the tribulation, remember that by the time the tribulation starts, the rapture has taken place. In fact, by the time the tribulation period starts, we are already 3.5 years in heaven, having the marriage ceremony going on there for 3.5 years. So immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Now, what Joel was speaking of, and what Jesus Christ himself was speaking of, is what John saw in Revelation chapter 8. Let's go there now. All that, what did he call it? Blood, star, shaking, stars falling, and all this. John saw it. Revelation chapter 8. This happens immediately after the tribulation. This happens as Christ and his bride are preparing to come here and clean up this whole earth. and take over the rulership of this earth for 1,000 years. Revelation chapter 8. See what happens. Praise the Lord. Verse 2. Revelation chapter 8, verse 2. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded. This is what will happen after the rapture. If you miss the rapture, this is what you will certainly experience. For all those who are joking with the eternal destination, the first angel sounded, and there followed hell and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. It will happen physically. And the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. You see why Jesus referred to blood, Joel referred to blood? This is when they will manifest. Verse 9. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships, all the ships there, all the oil companies with their ships were destroyed. Verse 10. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. What God displayed in Egypt was just a testing of what he will do to the whole world when he will be coming to take over this earth. Verse 12. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So, as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld, and had an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. So, all this one where we now see, don't pass. So, he never reached the remaining one where still they come. Chapter 9, verse 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Hey. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. So that tells you that it will not affect us. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because remember, as at this time, we already had 144,000 that had the seal of God on their forehead. And they are men still living on earth. And to kill them, verse 5, it was given that they should not, and to them, it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle, and they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue had his name Apollyon. He said, one woe is past, and behold, there cometh 2 woes more hereafter. We are laughing now, but just imagine what the earth will go through within this period called the Day of Vengeance. The sixth trumpet, verse 13, and the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, 200 million. And I had the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in a vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth, and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by this plague yet repented not of the works of their hands. That is where you can see the nature of man. Despite all that, the remaining men that remained, they did not repent. And the rest of the men which were not killed by this plague yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. How many trumpets sounded? 6 have sounded. Praise the Lord. Go to chapter 11. Hallelujah. Verse 12. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. That is those two prophets that were killed in Jerusalem. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake. And the tenth part of the city of Jerusalem fell. And in the earthquake we are slain of men 7,000. And the remnant we are affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. He said, the second woe is past. And behold, the third woe cometh quickly. Now I want to say something here from verse 15. It's in verse 15 that you see the seventh trumpet. And the seventh angel sounded. And there were great voices in heaven. Saying what? Please listen very well. I want to drop something. Traduc. And the seventh angel sounded. And there were great voices in heaven. Saying what? When the seventh angel sounded, the kingdom of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 420 elders who sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and their wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hell. Now note it. Verse Revelation chapter 10. Now we can understand verse 7. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.